American Noise, that's Skillet. They're the one headliner announced already for OneFest. And it's for next year. And I saw it where one of our listeners in the Wib Wake Up Shoot group, Cody, showing the initiative to put a poll out there naming a variety of other artists, Toby Mac, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Casting Crowns, and Mercy Me, as to which of those four would you like to see. So Cody, on his own, polling people. It looked like Casting Crowns was ahead last time I saw. Jason Cann's on the other end of the phone for best 5 minutes of the day, quarter to six, 60 degrees. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I was a little bit disappointed in the poll. I mean, I think Cody's poll was great.
Yeah.
But Stephen Curtis Chapman was in fourth place.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, as a Stephen Curtis Chapman fan, I'm like, okay, here's the greatest Dove Award winner of all time.
Yeah.
And he's in last place out of the four.
And he said,
I mean, there were great artists, but man.
And he's got two terrific, well-written, well-performed songs that have been released this year still and Don't Lose Heart.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, how quickly they forget, Jason.
I know. Maybe we're from a different generation.
Yeah. Well, that whole aging process. It is your year of jubilee. You are going to turn 50 October 25th,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about getting the routine upset a little bit because, you know, life is, sacrifice is so key. I mean, if you're going to be married or parenting or on the job, I mean, the word sacrifice is huge. And so Michael got home late from a soccer game last night. It just meant, you know, somebody had to pick him up at around 10 o'clock and it just worked out. I was the one to do that. But it just kind of, everything feels like this morning when the alarm goes off, I'm like, I'm not interested in getting up at 3:45. And so I just am thinking about, there's a lot of things I do, like keeping routine in place, but we need to be flexible with that, right?
Yeah. You know, I think that's, Larry Crabb talked to me one time about sloppy rhythms, you know, and that it's good to have procedures or things we do in our given day, but to not hold them so rigidly, you know, and I think that's good. I'm one who can tend towards the rigidity side of things, but I also am very aware that other people can be much more on the sloppy side of things with no routine at all. And, you know, I think routine is a good and healthy thing. And it's certainly true that when it gets disrupted, it can throw a lot of other things off.
Yeah, I mean, it can be, in terms of, I think you try to have some stability because there's so much other uncertainty from other people and life in general that can be thrown your direction, right? So,
yeah, absolutely. I think that's very true.
Uh-huh. You had a really interesting comment I saw on Facebook, and we probably don't have a whole lot of time to get to it, but I'm going to bring up, but I thought it was well said. And yeah, it was a question you asked. So I think you go with two different personas, right? Jason Cann's, and this is the Dr. Jason Cann's one. But anyhow, if you spend enough time... No, that wasn't the one. Okay. I don't know. You asked people a question or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I think it was... You're probably thinking of, you know, this idea of... and I don't remember exactly what I wrote, but how we carry ourselves... both in life and in social media.
Yeah.
You know, people are drawn to the person of Jesus, you know, the outcasts and the downtrodden, but does the way we present ourselves online or in person,
that was it.
Would people be attracted to that?
Yeah.
And so often I think how I see Christians presenting themselves online doesn't reflect the character of Christ. And I think that's kind of what prompted that for me.
That was it. Why is it when I go to your page, though, and I scroll for that, I don't immediately see that? I don't understand. So
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a Facebook expert.
So. All right, let's do one verse. It's a famous verse, Matthew 7:12.
Yeah, it says, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you.
Uh-huh.
This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophet.
All right, and in Letters to the Beloved, here's what Jason goes with in his devotional commentary. Jesus told his hearers that they should do unto others as they would have done unto them. This golden rule summarizes and captures the essence of my entire law. So why did I give the commandments to my people at Sinai? I wanted to provide them with the blueprints for a life built on love. But I also want you to understand that I'm more interested in cultivating your relational wisdom than making you a rule follower. You are growing in love and other-centeredness, not in earning spiritual merit badges. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think, again, it all comes back to love. And because we've been given the Spirit, we have a sense of what that looks like in our different interactions. And we may have the framework, but it really comes back to love.
There we go. Jason Kanz this morning on WWIB, best 5 minutes of the day. Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
And if there's ever any questions, you can tell them it's 'cause I like it.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
They go
pick me out a winner, Bob.
I consider myself
a good little contender.
All right, sort of a different Win It Wednesday this morning. First of all, what's the prize they're playing for?
We are playing for 2 Mikon Cinemas movie passes. Mm-hmm. You can use them at either location in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Mikon Cinemas, your locally owned movie theater. 2 movie passes up for grabs on a Win It Wednesday.
All right, and so a lot of times we play Wibertle or we've played The Price is Close Enough, but we've got something different today.
Yes, so we're just going to go an old-fashioned radio standard today. It's high-low, uh-huh. And the number to call, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. There's no penalty for going over, and again, you can keep calling back, 715-723-2555, and this is what we want to know mm-hmm. today.
And it's very appropriate, because yesterday this is a question that we asked Mikey from the group Seventh Time Down.
Yeah, their new album, By Faith, is out now. Get out and support that. This is the fill-in-the-blank, high-low, 715-723-2555. What is the percentage of people who twist their Oreos apart before eating them?
Do you have a comment on the actual answer here? Because I do.
What would yours be?
I'm surprised it's that low.
Me too. I would think, because I almost always, unless I'm like super, super snarfing it down, I almost
but
always.
But an Oreo, if I eat an Oreo just standard, eat it, I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's the guilt.
Right. I but, know it is.
All right, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
All right, Oliver from Eau Claire. We got a song request to play
Oliver,
for you, buddy.
I want you to co-host the show sometime.
Yes. We're going to get that Colton Dixon song for you next, Oliver. It is in the queue. But what percentage, right, my friend, what percentage of people who twist their Oreos apart before eating them are we looking for today? You were first out of the chute. Go ahead and guess.
I'm going to guess 42%. 42%.
Too high. You are high. But you can call back. Right. When we're playing high-low, you can call back. So thank you, Oliver. 715-723-2555.
Couple
Let's
of movie
go
tickets
here.
From Mikon on the line.
Good morning. Go ahead.
25%.
Still too high.
715-723-2555.
People are getting the idea when we say we're surprised it's this low yes. of the percentage of people who twist their Oreos apart before eating them.
You're on the air on a Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. Go ahead. What percentage are we looking for?
10%.
Little low.
So we're between 10 and 25%, mm-hmm. between 10 and 25%. Good morning, WWIB.
18%.
What's your name?
Sherry from Bloomer.
She is a Win It Wednesday champ, folks.
Oh, man.
I thought it sounded like you, Sherry. Yes, 18%. 18% of people twist their Oreos apart before eating them. Bonus follow-up question, Sherry from Bloomer. Do you twist your Oreo apart, or are you one of the 82% of heathens who do not?
I do twist them apart, but I only eat the gold and yellow ones.
Really? Okay, sure. That's a nice caveat. I do love the gold and yellow, but, I mean, double stuff or mega stuff for me, just personally. But, all right, Sherry, well, you know the drill because you are a Win It Wednesday champ, whatever game we do.
Sherry, is Wednesday your best day of the week? Because you're a 5-time Wordle champion, and now you've won high-low.
It must be.
There you go. We have a Win It Wednesday, Sherry from Bloomer. We'll have more games coming up next week, of course.
Well, you'll never guess what your stressed out dog wants to hear.
The Wib Wake Up Show?
Well, you know, we had some good stories in the past that people say their cows are more productive listening to this show. But yeah, your stressed out dog wants to hear Mozart.
Really? Well, here we Arlo, go. Here you go. I don't know how stressed he is. Actually, I wish I'd gotten it on video last night. Yeah. Have you ever seen where the dog like covers their face with their paws, almost like they're ashamed of themselves?
Sure.
And so I was saying, Arlo, I said, did you try to eat the kitten? And he just covered his face with his paws.
Uh-oh.
I think I could have sent it into AFV, and he just looked so pitiful and guilty. It's like, don't. You're supposed to be friends.
That little kitty. Well, I'll tell you what. Nine lives. Good thing, huh? Mozart
yes.
could be the trick to keeping barking dogs calm. Researchers in Ireland played Mozart's Sonata in D for two pianos and an audiobook to 82 dogs involved in the study to test if the music or narrative was more soothing. They also let dogs in the control group sit in silence when their owner left for a short time. Then they observed their behavior during each test trial.
While dogs initially stayed put in the silence, defined in the study as lying down for more than 30 seconds, turns out a little Mozart was actually more calming than story time. In fact, researchers said, quote, dogs exposed to classical music were significantly faster to lie down than animals in the audiobook condition and quicker to settle down than animals in the audiobook and control conditions. So do with that what you will.
There you go. While dogs who listened to the audiobook did perk up when they heard the speaker talking, researchers learned that just listening to its voice didn't reduce short-term stress that dogs had after being separated from their owners. Dogs are stressed. I mean, it seems like they have
It seems like they have it pretty good.
I know it.
But, yeah. Again, maybe play a little Mozart or just keep it right here on WWIB. Reddit has some great hypotheticals.
They do.
And here's one that we stumbled across.
It's good.
Your mother is now the leader of the free world. Your mother is now president of the United States of America. What does the world look like? What's the same? What's different?
Obviously, it's never happened. We've never had a woman president yet, but someday, probably. And so here we go. A few of the responses to this fun question. What if your mom became president? For instance, the White House chefs would be asked to create early bird dinner specials.
Yes. Again, if your mother is now president of the United States, what changes might we expect? How about this one? All White House televisions will be permanently set to HGTV.
There you go.
I love that channel.
If mom was president, every American would get a birthday card with a $5 bill.
If your mom was president at the end of each day running the country, the Secret Service needs to walk around the White House, checking to make sure every door and window are locked. Afterward, Madam President will walk around the White House to make sure every door and window are locked.
There you go. Probably watering the plants along the way. If mom was president, always be prepared for the president to barge into your room without knocking.
Again, coming from Reddit, your mother is now president of the United States. What changes might we expect? Everyone is being overfed and then given Tupperwares full of leftovers.
There you go. Have
Love
a nice
moms.
Day. Yeah, if mom was president, every citizen in the U.S. must now go to bed at a reasonable hour.
If your mother is president, every host of every morning show and judge program on TV will immediately be given the Presidential Medal of Honor for their wonderful contributions to society.
If mom was president, those who leave splatter in the microwave would be asked to leave the country.
There you go. That's a little fun from Reddit this morning. What might you add if mothers were president? Man, maybe it'd be a good change.
I can see clearly.
All right, we're trying to be all punny with this. We're talking strange but true ways people have injured their eyes. And I just kind of wince and close my eyes thinking about that. Some of the odd ways. I mean, you don't want anything near your eye. I mean, I'm a glasses wearer, so I have a little natural protection there already. Maybe not natural, but added protection there already. But I mean, it's just like, I don't want to get injured in any way, but I want everything to stay away from my eyes. But there are some very strange ways, unfortunately, people have kept eye patch manufacturers in business, and we have some of them to share with you.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Dan Crenshaw is a Republican congressman from Texas. He
yes.
wears an eye patch.
Yeah.
And it kind of stands out. And apparently, I mean, things like high heels and staple guns have been something that have led to
again.
People. I can understand the staple guns, the high heels a little confusing, but kind of work from the bottom up. Apparently, the number of yearly eye injuries that come from grocery carts is 6 grocery carts.
I guess I'm glad it's not more than that. I mean, there's data on everything, right? So,
yeah,
the number of yearly eye injuries that come from aquariums, 25.
Is that the water splashing up? Or I don't know.
Home aquariums? Piranhas?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Sure.
A similar number of eye injuries yearly coming from vending machines.
All of these, you just wonder why.
Yeah.
And how it happened. Strange eye injuries from pacifiers. Is it like your baby's spitting it out right in your eye or what?
I think so. And
57.
The idea is if somehow your eye doesn't close and it whacks you there.
57 yearly eye injuries from pacifiers.
I know people who like to use this, particularly for the holidays. I'm thinking of a former co-host of this show, Matt Selvig. They like to fondue, I think, on Christmas Eve. Yearly eye injuries from fondue pots is 68.
Maybe fondon't, especially with those sharp little sticks. Drinking fountains, 76 people per year injure their eye with a drinking fountain. I mean, sometimes it has a little bit more juice to the fountain spray than you might think. I wouldn't think that would injure your eye, but you never know.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think here outside of the box, like maybe you slip and you bang it against it. I don't know.
Maybe.
91 yearly eye injuries from doormats.
That I have just no idea. Really.
I have no idea.
I can't even think of a scenario.
Mm-mm.
152 people unfortunately injured each year in the eye by washing machines.
Hmm.
All right.
Again, maybe the lid whacking you?
Maybe.
There are 327 yearly eye injuries from toilets.
Man, I don't know. Really getting down there to clean the bowl, I guess, if that's one of your chores. And finally, strange eye injuries here in the WIB Wake Up Show. 776 people every single year are injured in the eye by vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
You know what? It's a jungle out there. Be careful. Be careful.
The things you learn on morning radio.
Brandon Heath, see me through it.